Let's play a little name game. I'm going to call out a couple of names, and you tell me something about them. Can we do that?
Oh, God, uh-oh. I'm scared. Okay, let's try.
CeCe Winans.
CeCe Winans. First of all, beautiful, talented woman of God. That was our first opportunity into our first, I guess, foot in the water of the music, of the gospel music business. Let me say that. First feature, it was on Hallelujah. I think the album was The Throne Room, and we had the opportunity. We were introduced to Victor and Cedric Caldwell. If anybody doesn't know them, you need to Google them and educate yourself quickly, because they are phenomenal producers.
Definitely.
They've been in this game for a long time, real good people, and they gave us the opportunity to sing background on that record. It's a very small part, but it was an idea, an arrangement that we came up with, that we were able to, they took that idea and put it on the record, and it was awesome. And then from there, it was just song on some other CeCe projects. That was our first introduction, or, you know, our first opportunity. So it was a beautiful experience, wonderful experience. She is a sweet woman, and to this day, when you see her, she's still the same.
Wow. Talking about a sweet woman with a great voice, Karen Clark Shear.
Oh, wow. another opportunity came about. This was a record that I think we wrote for Dr. Bobby Jones, and I think they were looking for, they didn't necessarily have a female, who the female lead was going to be. I think me and my sister-in-law, Frances Mustafa, she also sings a lot for Joyne Ayers' background. Anything, she's even on the album, the for the movie with us, for The Identical. So we demoed out the record, as you do for any artist when you're trying to pitch them a song. You know, demo it out, sing it yourself. And so my sister sung, Darcy made the track, we wrote it, and pitched it to Dr. Bobby Jones, and he loved it. And we're thinking he was just going to get one of his choir members to do the, you know, do the singing.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, Karen Clark Sheard, I was like, wow. She's singing our, you know, our lyrics, which was, it was mind blowing. Just that was truly a blessing, because that, I think this was one of our first records that we had just, you know, written by ourselves completely, and that, you know, to hear a legend like Karen Clark Sheard singing your words and giving them life, man. I mean, I felt bad for the demo that we did. I was like, she probably, I don't know why she'd want to sing it after hearing our demo, but God, she. To this day, hearing that always just reminds me that of where God has just taken us. Things that we never thought were possible. To hear a Grammy Award winning, stellar award winning, legendary gospel singer like herself singing our songs.
One of my favorite artists, Morette Brown Clark, sweet lady. Tell us about Morette Brown Clark.
Now I wish Darcy was online so bad, because this is we had the opportunity to sing some background for her, but we also sung on the, it was a tribute to the Hawkins, and we actually sang background for her live. And the thing about these artists sometimes, and even us, is that you have in your mind how they are, and when you meet them, sometimes you're disappointed because they're either, you know, they're not as spectacular as you thought they were, or sometimes, you know, people can just be mean and just, maybe it wasn't their day or whatever. This woman was so sweet from the first hello to the end of the show, just speaking with us, just a really sweet woman. Not to mention, it's like, forget about the powerful vocals and the awesome anointing. It was just her kindness and just her generosity and just sharing with us, just talking with us. You know, she didn't have to. Because sometimes when you come in this business and you're the new cat on the block, you know, it's like you're new kid on the block, you're not necessarily going to get into these conversations with these big artists. You're not going to get that opportunity. They're kind of just, you're just pretty the hired hand or whatever, and then you're, you know, back to wherever you came from. But she really just, to this day, was such a blessing just to sit and talk with us and just share with us. And this was at a dinner function. This was a big function. And she was talking to us.
Wow. How was it working with, now this artist has the number one album in the country, Smokey Norful. How was it working with Smokey?
Man, Smokey is, first of all, he's funny. Smokey is very, very funny. He's he phenomenal voice, first of all. Matter of fact, I feel intimidated when I hear him singing, and then to sing background, you know, for him on his project. But no, Smokey was very cool. And this was one of the times we were actually in the studio with him, and actually you get a chance to talk. And that's a rare occasion, because sometimes in this business you might just get the song and then you're singing background for the person who's never even in the room. You might just hear, you don't even know if they liked it or not.
Mm-hmm.
But we had the actual opportunity to sit in the studio, talk with Smokey, and just vibe with him. I think this is when he first started. At this time, he had just started pastoring in Chicago, where he just started his church. I think it was just on the come up. And, man, the things that just he was so humble. Think about it. And this was the time, I think, when I Need You Now was like it. That was what everybody was listening to. I mean, it was on the secular stations. It was on everywhere. Everybody was singing that song, where Smokey, I mean, he's still a household name, but at that time, he was being exposed to people that never even thought to even put on a gospel record. And with all this fame that he was having or whatever, he was still just a regular guy who just shared and, like anybody else that you meet and talk to that has a passion for God, just shared his passion for God and was funny, though. Just a great person to work with.
Let's talk a little bit before we wrap things up about Priest Lake Community Baptist Church in Nashville. You're the assistant choir director?
I am presently the choir director.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Wow, that sounded so bad.
No.
Like I want you to correct it. No, bro, I ain't assistant. I'm the man.
Man.
No.
It's all good. You are the man, Mo.
No. I'm totally kidding about that. But I am, I'm the choir director there, and Darcy is the minister of music there.
Mm-hmm.
And we have been there since we were pretty much kids, and we first started off just singing in the choir. And I haven't been asked that in so long, and so I'm sitting here thinking, oh my God, it's been since I was a teenager there.
Mm-hmm.
I remember my first song I was singing in the choir. The very first song I ever led was "Be Encouraged." Tore it up. When I say tore it up, not in a good way. I mean like sounded like a butchered animal.
Oh man!
So this church family, Priest Lake, has been with us through thick and thin. They've been with us through learning how to play, learning how to sing, learning how to hone the gifts of God, and it's been a ride. And they have been supporting us since day one. They are big supporters of Joint Heirs. Just last night, they took the Wednesday night Bible study class, and that, which is a big portion of our church, and took them to the movie that we're in. That kind of shows you
wow.
the support that they have behind us. And I was like, wow, that is so awesome. And this is after it came out on the weekend. They had already seen it, but for those that missed it, they wanted to, you know, just support us in this endeavor. And that's the kind of love that Priest Lake Community Baptist has from our pastor, Harold James Freelix. You know, if you're a black church, you got to say the pastor.
You got to.
Harold James Freelix and Mother Frances Freelix, which are like, honestly, my parents. So they have been instrumental in our growth and have pushed us at times when we didn't feel like this was, you know, this was our calling, or things weren't moving like we thought it was supposed to be moving. You'd get that call or just come by the house and you would be told, you know, hey, this is, you get that confirmation from your family, from your pastor, that this is the road you're supposed to be on. Stay the course, trust God, and know that He is going to bring forth everything that He has for you.
if there's one thing that you want folks to take from our talk, what would that be?
I'd like them to take that God is real. I know that sounds so cliche, but God is real. There are so many times, especially in this is, let's be real, this is the entertainment business that we're in, from singing, doing shows, but we are doing gospel music. And that's our passion. That's what we believe we're supposed to be doing. But this business, and just like any business you're in, life gets really, really crazy. And if you don't have that anchor to know that God is, which is God, at least for me, that God is real and that he will deliver you, oh, you are in for a world of hurt. I say that even just going through what we've just been through with this movie and stuff. There's a lot of stuff that people don't see behind the scenes. Even in this music business, people think you get up on stage, sing that song, and that's it. No, there's a lot of stuff that goes behind the scenes. And if you don't have that anchor, if you don't know that God is real, you're in it for a world of hurt. Just know that God is real. He's able to see you through, like, for real. For real, for real. When you are in pain, when you don't know where your next meal's coming from, by trusting in God, he has saw us through, he has seen us through so many things. And that's why I'm even in the position where you're interviewing me. Other than that, it is nothing but God that we're even sitting here having this conversation about Joy and Hairs. God is real. That's
God is definitely real. Where can your fans hook up with you? Where can they find you? We're in the age of social media. Tell us.
Social media, yes. They can go to, first of all, iTunes right now and support and get the solution. That's for starters. They can also go to our Instagram, which is Joint Heirs. We also have a Facebook page, Joint Heirs. Everything is Joint Heirs. Website, jointheirs1.net. And we are constantly on Twitter. I'm constantly sending out information about new stuff, new things that are happening with us. Right now, we've just been pretty much supporting this movie, and that's where they can get a hold of us.
Mo, it has been a pleasure. I really appreciate it. Would you tell Darcy he missed it?
I am going to tell Darcy he missed it, because he was broke. I really was waiting for him to chime. I felt pressure. You was asking him hard questions. I'm like, good stuff.
Hey, I heard that. Yeah, but hey, we'll do it again another time. But I'll tell you, Mo, it's been a pleasure. I enjoyed talking to you. Actually, the interview was supposed to go maybe 10 minutes, but man, we've gone 20 minutes. That's how much I enjoyed our talk and the great information that you've given me. And I know my fans, your fans, they would really appreciate it. It's been a pleasure. Thank you. May God continue to bless the Joint Heirs, Darcy, Mo. May God continue to be with you.
I thought I lost you, man. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome, okay?
Thank you, man. God bless you.
All right.